And we're rolling, we're rolling.
Welcome back to Table Talk with Rookies Family, and this is the holiday version. We are sitting around the table right now, and it is hotter and more humid than hell outside. It is unbearable, and we're inside the confines of air conditioning, so we're okay. But very happy to allow you to listen to us as you maybe head up to the cabin, sit in the backyard. It's 4th of July weekend. We're releasing this just a little bit early so people can enjoy it and kind of kill some time if you're heading up to the cabin. We're not going to do a four-hour podcast, so if you're in Grand Marais, you might have to listen to it three times. And we're more than happy if you listen to it three times because we get the downloads. But
we should say, too, that we're not going to release one on Sunday.
Yeah, this is
this is our weekend podcast.
Most of us will be out of town. There's only two people in the family that will be here.
Well, something I realized, and I don't know if this is for all teens and young 20-somethings, maybe it's for all people who don't own cabins, it has become
an event.
Month-long event, yeah. Trying to get a cabin to go to for the 4th of July or water property to go to on the 4th of July.
Of which we usually, well, y'all don't go to.
No, we don't go, but the kids do.
There has been so much drama over this 4th of July that has not even happened yet. And it's crazy. You're right. It's like New Year's.
It's like New Year's
Eve. Everyone panics about where they're going and what their other options are and what to do.
I don't really. I kind of have plans.
Well, you always have options, but
I have options, but like, I know what I'm doing pretty much year after year.
Yeah.
Because it's been the same.
And not to mention, at least for me, you have to be in tip-top shape. So it's on top of figuring out all of that, you have to work out, detox, and everything.
So, I'm sorry, Mom. This big potbelly is the reason you are not getting invited to any cabins for the last, I don't know how many years.
Funny.
I'm putting myself on mute as I eat this bag of sea salt and vinegar chips.
That's okay.
Well, I was just going to say, Matthew, even you are coming, returning to Minnesota for the 4th of July weekend to go out to someone's lake.
I am. The ocean didn't cut it out here.
Do you, throwing you on a plane, does that bother you or no?
No.
What?
Not the slightest.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I'm just saying, with COVID, he's out east, so there's a lot going on.
It's a hoax.
Somehow Massachusetts cases are actually going down.
I just saw that you're one of the states that's going up.
Well, I didn't check today. I just get informed by other people. I don't really pay attention too much.
I don't know, because we are going up too, apparently. I don't know. It's
spiking, but
I feel like 4th of July weekend is going to be interesting. I feel like a lot of people 2 weeks from now might be coming down with COVID.
I don't know why he's paying
attention. The dog is barking for some reason.
Finley's paying attention to me, and he never does. All he wants is Mom.
Maybe we should let him outside.
No, he's sitting on the chair.
He's part of the family, and he's chiming in the podcast.
I think he's mad that he can't get up on the table or something, because he's sitting on the chair.
No, no dogs go on the table. But no, the only reason I ask is your plane coming to MSP is pretty much open. It's about a third, almost half full. But and then going back to the place where you currently live, not home. When you return, it's wide open as well. But then
everybody's all worried about things. I just I go about my day. I wear my mask. I don't bother anybody. I think some people can take notes from that.
Have more people been coming back to your office now or no?
Unfortunately, it's nice having.
Wait, time out. You sound like a passenger where they say, "Wait, you're occupying the middle seat. Well, wait, I don't want anybody next to me. Well, you're flying. So
you're flying too.
You're at the airport, yeah. So you're already, I mean, you can't pick and choose.
No, I understand. I'm surprised more people have not come into the office. We're almost through our co-working, though. We have a month left, and then we get to move into our new space, so that will be sweet.
That's yeah. Awesome.
That's exciting.
Very exciting.
We should say that Gabe is not with us.
I was going
to
say that.
We forgot to say that. Gabe is already at a cabin and left on, what, Monday or so? And he's been catching some pretty nice fish. So those are
that's a couple of picks.
Yeah, that'd be
not
fine.
Without him knowing, though.
That's the only contact that I've had with him is the nightly photo of him with his fish.
Random fish pictures?
Yes.
And we did get the Snapchat video of him water skiing.
Oh, yes.
We won't send that out, but no. He did catch some good fish, and he's holding it up by himself, which...
He's come a long way in a month, because a month ago, he wouldn't hold a fish.
He loves to fish, and he loves to do all that stuff, but he doesn't like the sliminess or the fins, when they extend the fins and they have the spikes.
Which I don't
blame
him.
That's the worst.
Those hurt.
I feel like the only fishing we ever do is like catching sunnies, and then you just get stabbed by them.
Yes, I will never fish again. I'm still scarred from first grade. I got stung by one of those.
A violent
never
fish.
Fished again.
I went out fishing with my grandpa, Red Maddock, way a long time ago, kindergarten, and I caught a sunfish, and I was gonna take it off, and it extended that fin, and sliced my thumb. I was afraid of goldfish for probably the next 7 years. If there was a gold, you know, you have a goldfish and you're cleaning the bowl. I'm like, oh my God, it's going to, I'm not even joking. That was legit. That scarred me for life.
Is it only sunnies that do that?
No, there's some other fish that have it, but sunnies are just like so common to catch in a lake that that's the one that everyone gets stung by.
Sunnies, crappies, they don't have teeth. So that's their defense mechanism. A northern, they got teeth and they're, so they don't, I don't know what their fins
are. Slimy. They're gross. You gotta catch walleye.
Yeah.
Or bass.
And a muskie, and then you just don't throw it back in. Even though I've never caught a muskie, but I'm afraid of muskies for life. Muskies
I'm
are.
I'm always afraid that swimming in a lake, that a fish is gonna think either my toes or my fingers are like. A worm on a hook
or something else.
And so I always you have to like hold your toes together or your fingers together as one big unit.
Or never stop moving.
Or you can't swim like this. Like the one-handed paddle.
What are you doing right
now? He's being gross. We went to a beach last week with my sister Laura. And it was just Sophia, McLaren, myself, and her. And we were all standing in the water talking, and all of a sudden, a fish went right into my shin. And I said, oh, I kind of jumped. I said, oh, a fish just swam into my leg, and we just all started walking out.
No one even really said anything.
It was just, collectively, we all removed ourselves from the water.
You started hearing the Jaws music in the background,
literally.
And you're in 4 inches of water.
Yeah, man, there's nothing really hiding you and your big toe. You can't really do anything about that. That thing is juicy.
How big a fish you would have to be to come and get me.
That's, a muskie.
That's a fish you would be scared of.
Right. Yes.
Speaking of which, what always made you a good swimmer?
Oh, you just imagine there's a shark chasing you. That's terrifying.
So sad.
In Sotzer's pool, you know, their cousin's pool, and you're like, oh my God, there's a shark in the deep end, and I gotta get
in the back of your mind, it's like, I'm not gonna rule it out. There could be.
Oh, Lord. So you're coming home, you're going out to, where's everybody gonna be?
Manitowoc? Up friend's cabin.
Wisconsin.
Lake Hubert.
So you guys are all... completely scattered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You guys all used to go to Minnetonka, but now there's different offers and different places to go.
This is my first year not going up to Tonka, really, in the past few years. So
it's my third year not going out to Tonka.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Tonka's a really good time, though.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Dad and I just decided that we'd just sit in our backyard pool.
That sounds right.
We got the backyard redneck.
Maybe
and
make a little charcuterie board.
Some cocktails.
Sounds pretty
surf and turf.
Delightful.
Little beef tenderloin and some lobster.
Like a case race or something.
Yeah, but I'm looking across.
Wait, did you say for them to do a case race?
Yeah, do something fun. A case race.
What is that?
I don't know what that is.
Mom and their faces are both like, what?
Yeah.
Like, Dad, get a case of beer, and D, you can either do beer or, like, seltzer or whatever you'd like. No, you just, it's case race.
No.
Who finishes first?
You know that I would never
oh
do that,
gosh.
Right?
Oh, my gosh. You see who finishes the case of whatever first?
The fun part is that you'd never do it, so it'd be fun if you did it.
Slow and steady wins the race.
I think there was a time in my life when I easily could have drank a case of beer, but unfortunately, those days are long past.
I don't want COVID 75.
Honestly,
COVID-19 is
two,
okay.
Two beers is all I can handle.
It's filling.
That's just so
beers.
Filling. It's so filling.
But I feel like it also depends on what kind of beer you're drinking.
I could drink like maybe two bottles of wine.
I will never understand beer. I don't know why people drink beer.
Oh, wait a minute now. If you're working out after cutting the grass, and you are sitting outside, and there's an ice-cold beer there, that's very refreshing. That is...
Why wouldn't you drink water, then?
No,
you want
a
little
refreshing. But beer, it makes you full. You have to go to the bathroom every 2 seconds, because you have to drink a lot of
it. Not if you're outside and it's hot and sweaty. You're just...
And...
Go in the pool.
It's just gross. Like, I have a theory where you will not get drunk off beer. But...
Untrue. Confirmed, not true.
Well, that's my theory.
You've had some experience?
Yes, confirmed. Can be.
I have too, but I think when you get older, it's more fun to have a cocktail or two or a glass of wine and not drink. You know, Reavers, who I work with, he'll drink beer after beer after beer. I'm like, how in the heck do you do that? Have
but
a couple
so
of cocktails
day,
and be done.
Yeah, I don't get the beer.
4th of July is a beer drinking day. That's a beer. I mean, you drink beer on 4th of July. But if you're just, like, hanging out, then I would prefer, like, some sort of
old-fashioned
brandy or something.
Let's jump to 2020, 4th of July. What's going on with...
If
they're tying up on Lake Minnetonka, are you worried about that? COVID?
That big island, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think you guys go there, do you, Matthew?
No, we won't. We won't go over there.
Yeah.
I don't know. Not usually our scene.
No.
That makes me happy as a parent that you would not go over there and just because
you could get COVID and you could get the
E. coli.
Oh yeah. Don't.
Oh yeah. 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 No, we like a little bit more mellow. We'll hang out more at the house. Fireworks are all canceled, so we don't have to worry about that, which is nice.
Oh, they are?
That's true.
Yeah, they were canceled a long time ago, which makes no sense because you can see them from pretty much anywhere.
Exactly.
Like, you don't have to go somewhere.
Right, and you're social distancing on your boat anyway.
Yes.
That's kind of the ultimate situation for social distancing.
Yeah. I heard something today about the production of fireworks. So they only make produce so many fireworks every year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because usually, I mean, really the only time people do fireworks is 4th of July. So they're pretty much only producing enough fireworks for 4th of July. But over the last, like, 2 months, everyone's aware that there's been, like, a huge uptick in the amount of fireworks going off.
Right.
And everyone is just lighting off fireworks everywhere. And apparently the supply has been depleted heavily.
Yeah.
So there's not enough for everyone to have them on 4th of July. So
wow.
See how that goes.
I was going to work the other day. A couple of blocks away from the house, and there were two neighbors that just in their front yard had the big pole.
Mm-hmm.
Shoom, shoom, bam, bam.
Middle of the day, though, I don't understand that.
It was 11 o'clock, and I thought it was gunshots. And then I turned the corner and drove by and saw that it was these two dummies sitting in their front yard sending off stuff. And I was going to call Mom. I forgot to, but I said, did you hear those?
I did, because I was working and the dog kind of jumped up. At least the one thing I will say is our new dog so far is not afraid of fireworks. He'll look around, but he doesn't panic, where our old dog Piper, he panicked. He hated fireworks. He would become just a nervous mess.
He did not like them.
It's funny that you say that, because that was one of my topics was how to keep your pet safe during the 4th of July. And is it, what do you do? I mean, you're usually with family, and the dogs are extended family, so they're right with you. What do you think you should do with Max, we would put away because he was scared, but what do you think's the protocol to put for your pet?
In the house with the air conditioning on, windows shut.
Apparently, music. They're now making music. CBD stuff for dogs.
Really?
So you can give them, like, I don't know if it's a chew thing or if it's, like, the liquid or put in their food, but just to cause them so they can relax.
Like a doggy downer?
We're about to give Finley that every single day.
Mm-hmm. Part of his normal nutrition.
No, I'm knocking on wood. We've had 3 good days in a row.
That is very true.
They used to have, it's still a thing, the cuddle buddy thing that you would put on your dog.
Oh, no.
Shane, no, you're okay.
I'm good for it. I want a debark dog.
Want that.
I want a silent dog.
We knocked on the table to knock on wood, and the dog thinks someone's here.
Hey,
oh,
I got
that
it from
was
here.
Because you guys, you're so dumb.
Hey, Finn, we got it from here, okay?
I did not comprehend that.
You see, people, we're a regular family that has so messed up problems, and the Pomeranian that goes,
guys were banging on the table like someone was here. That's what he's trained to do.
I
want to
get a debarked dog. You take your voice box off.
No, Matthew, no.
Matthew.
No, Matthew.
He's on a chicken treat thing.
Did he notice it?
No.
No. He's very into his tone board.
Maybe someone else's dog is listening at their house right now.
like a Google.
Yeah. Hey, Google.
Oh, yeah. She heard you. She responds.
The funny
thing. Play some music.
No.
The funny thing is that today I was downstairs in Gabe's room. I was putting some clothes away for him or something like that. And I wanted to turn his closet light on. And I said, hey, Google, turn on the closet light. It would not recognize me. I don't know what you're saying. I'm like, are you kidding me?
You don't say Gabe's closet light. You
I
just
don't know
say,
what I, isn't
hey,
it his
Google,
closet?
Turn on the closet light.
It would not do that. I tried everything.
Well, it didn't work for you yesterday.
And here's the frustrating part. There's no override to the system where you can't go, I'm taking the string and I'm going to pull the string and the light's going to go on.
Yes, there is.
Yeah.
There is. Normally, Gabe removed the string.
Of course he did.
There's a string in the middle of the room.
I'm not letting him back home. He's going to have to stay up at Gannon's.
they also function as regular light bulbs, the smart bulbs. But if you remove the string, then it no longer does.
I sat there for probably about 7 minutes.
Trying to turn this closet light on?
Yes. Because I wanted to make sure there wasn't water in the basement because of all the rain, and I couldn't see anything. So I'm trying to get the light on, and there's no string to pull, and I'm ready. If he would have been at home, I would have grabbed him by the throat and said.
So we do also have a special thing that you should always have on hand, and it's called your phone flashlight.
No, because I'm just dropping clothes off in his closet.
Why
do I need my phone with me?
Throw on the shirts. Throw them on up there, and there's probably not going to be water in there.
Holy crap. Technology is great, but it's not the greatest.
No, you just don't know how to work it, and you refuse to learn. So
no, because when we try to learn something, you guys say, I'll just do it for you, or you should be able to know how to do that.
Dad, you don't. We'll show you, and you don't remember how to do it, because you're like... Technology is the worst thing. These millennials, they're so stupid
millennials
with technology.
Are, you know,
he remembers how good the Sting was.
Yes.
Yeah. And the women, Graduate, the Sting.
Women and kids wear
Ferris
galoshes
Bueller.
And bonnets.
Galoshes and bonnets. Okay, I will give you that. That's a little old. Go ahead, Mom.
Dad and I had a date night this week.
Oh.
Wow.
And we went to a restaurant. And they have a new way to pay at the restaurant where they bring you your bill.
Why do you have to tell
And
us?
You're going to have to tell me, what is that code thing called?
QR.
QR.
Yes. It has that at the bottom, and, you know, you do it with your phone. You scan it and pay that way. And it was funny because Dad looked at the waiter. He's like, yeah, I'll do it, but you got to stay here. You can't go anywhere. And the waiter had to stay there. And the waiter's like, so would you rather do this or would you rather just hand me your card and do it that way? He was taking a poll because it was the first day that they've done it.
Yeah.
That's funny. I was pretending like, well, I know technology. I would prefer to do it this way because I'm so advanced.
The QR codes are very easy to use. You just point your camera at them because it's all built into your phone now. You just have to know to point your camera at it.
Yeah, I like the QR codes.
How do you pay then? Did you put in your credit card number?
Yeah.
I didn't pay attention.
A company like Toast or something where they just have it connected to their POS.
Did you type in your credit card number?
I don't remember.
What do you mean you don't remember?
Yeah, I must have given it.
It was 2 days ago.
I gave him the thing. The thing came up. It said beep, beep, beep. And then I probably gave him the card. I don't remember. I don't remember if I had to punch in the card code or if it was.
No, Matt. There's no machine.
It's a smart
machine.
Card. I had a smart card. So I, sent it.
So, okay. So the fact is, maybe we paid, maybe we didn't.
Who knows? They might be calling us back saying, you owe us $50 for your.
Oh, boy.
Jeez, Dad.
And a roulette.
Oh, my gosh.
That's something that you should remember, considering it was literally like 2 days ago.
Well, it was but it was stressful. It was a stressful situation. So I've blocked that time out of my head.
Well, you were supposed to learn how to do it, so the next time you know how.
I feel bad.
I handed it all over to you.
Have you done the menus with the QR codes?
No, what is that?
All the menus out here, now, they don't give you paper menus anywhere.
Oh,
they just have a little thing on each table where you scan the QR code and pulls the menu up on your phone.
Oh, that's cool.
What did we have?
Super nice.
We went to, what is it, Tavern in Woodbury?
Mm-hmm. Well, don't say, because now if we owe them money, everybody knows.
We owe money, don't come after me. It was very nice. The patio was wonderful. The food was fantastic off at Tamarack. But, okay, so what did we have? We had a menu they brought out.
A paper menu. Yeah, that's what people are using now, Grandpa.
No, you had to check things off. They gave you a pen and a bag.
You did not have to do that. No.
Explain.
We just told the waiter what we wanted.
I'm really confused. Did y'all go to the same restaurant?
Is there an affair going on? And it was
y'all go separate ways?
Matt, we didn't do that.
We pretended we just met at the restaurant.
It was a chance encounter. You do know we didn't do that, right?
Yes, I know. But that's the way they had it set up.
There is an option to do that.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
An option, yes.
Because we looked through it.
Single-use menus.
Yes, right. Yes.
And then the waiter said, it's your choice. What do you want to do? And I said, well, I don't know. Check things off. I'll just tell you what I want. Because I don't want to do technology.
The nice thing about the QR codes is that they can update the menus constantly.
Oh, that's true.
A big expense or just a pain for most restaurants. You don't have to reprint menus.
Yeah.
I'd rather have that. I like that.
The QR code?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that too. I think it's a good idea. Mm-hmm.
As long as I have glasses with me.
Yeah, I could see
if
that.
If I forgot my glasses, then I'm in trouble.
I have a side note thing.
Yes.
You guys seen these pictures of the human-sized bats?
No.
Please be quiet.
Human-sized bats?
Yeah, they're huge.
Yeah, I know that you're teasing.
No.
In Australia, right?
Oh, shoot.
Philippines.
No.
Okay. Far enough away.
There's no way.
They are, this one, world's largest bat, native to the Philippines, 5 feet 6 inches.
Wait, is this a vampire then?
That's taller than me.
You guys, this might be a vampire then.
It's been going around online. They're huge. I mean, they're the size of a person.
You're being conned. No way.
I don't know if I believe it either.
How do you figure out all this weird animal stuff?
Largely vegetarian.
Oh.
Largely, that doesn't mean wholly.
But if you see it on the internet, it's not gospel.
This is from a fact check place. We have found that this claim is true. The human-sized bat is called the flying fox and is most commonly found in the Philippines.
I would have a baseball
online, and everyone said it was a hoax at first, but no, they're actually real.
I would have a baseball bat. I would have two baseball bats to just, if that thing came after me, just start swinging.
It hit you back. It just pick up the bat, hit you.
No. Yeah, Dad, I don't think you can really beat that.
No, this is like the interviewer that was interviewing people and said, can you believe that Donald Trump's kids were...
big game hunters.
Big game hunters, and they were killing pterodactyls. And what do you think about that?
And everyone was quick to say, that's so wrong, they're rich.
It doesn't matter what party you're with. Yeah, that's funnier than hell.
One of them was a saber-toothed tiger, and the guy is like, saber-toothed tigers are beautiful animals. It's like, dude.
And then a triceratops.
Oh, yeah, a triceratops. It was that they're getting big game hunters. And I'm not trying to say either... It was hilarious that those people were commenting on it,
so
not
stupid.
Knowing what they were.
Woolly mammoth. They cut the head off a woolly mammoth to hang it on their penthouse apartment in New York on the wall. And people are like, that's terrible.
It was full of comedy.
Those segments are the best. Yes. They'll do it on, like, I don't know what, Kimmel or Fallon or whatever, one of those. They just go on the street and ask questions that are fake.
Yes. And people are just so stupid.
Everybody wants to seem like they know. Yes. They're in the mix. Yeah, they're just lying.
But the thing is, if they start saying dinosaurs, I just think that most people would be educated enough to know that those don't exist anymore.
A pterodactyl is a winged bird that flew.
Well, I might kind of think pterodactyls exist after seeing the size of this bat.
Okay, well, that's true.
It's pretty much the equivalent.
I also looked up, after seeing that, why bats hang upside down.
Oh, I know that.
Oh, you do?
I think so. Go ahead.
I thought there was going to be a better reason.
Go ahead.
Yep, we'll see if you know.
Okay, yeah. I think it's because a bat can only fly from a falling position. Okay. So they need to release their feet. It has to do with their weight, too, I think. But they need to release their feet, and as they fall, they're able to fly.
Okay, and I think, I'm going to interrupt you, Matthew, just before you release anything. I think it's just because they want to see the world from a different perspective.
Wrong.
Oh,
no, that's
God.
Wrong. Okay.
No, wrong.
Yep.
Essentially, yeah, you got it. Originally, I think it was just so they can escape faster. It was like a defense mechanism. And now they literally, like, can't. Otherwise, they have to fall to start flying.
Because I know that if you get a bat in your house and you're able to get the bat onto the ground, you can then get the bat because they can't fly from the ground.
Indeed.
I thought it was funny that just to talk about bats that haven't really evolved over the decades or centuries, Joe and Patrick were talking about ticks. And how ticks just have remained the same since they, started. And then Joe said to Pat, what's the deal with ticks? And Ricey says, they just had no ambition. They just never evolved.
Not even trying.
They just kind of, we're good with where we're going, and that's fine. We don't really care, but it's fine.
That's funny.
Okay, I had pasta tonight.
Brandon got a haircut this morning.
Wait, does that mean anything to you guys? I had pasta tonight.
No.
Nope.
Okay, because Gen Z is using the secret code for depression, I had pasta tonight online, that they're in trouble, they're depressed, they're... Really?
Why would you pick something that's so normal?
And I'm sorry, Dad, where the hell did you get something like that?
I'm so confused.
TikTok users, this is, okay.
I want to know the source.
This is from the Daily Mail.
This is from old men hating on Gen Z. That's where this article is from.
No, this is just a report.
Daily Mail. TikTok users are using secret codes in their videos and captions to convey that they are struggling with depression and possibly contemplating the worst scenario. Seemingly innocent lines such as "I had pasta tonight" and "I finished my shampoo and conditioner at the same time" are often meant to see as a cry for help posted on social media by teens and young adults. If you haven't seen that, okay, I'm happy with that.
First of all, I think that if you finish your shampoo and conditioner at the same time, you're a pretty awesome human being.
That's probably what it means. Life is good. You say this. Yes. Life is good.
Yes, because so stop. You life always have more conditioner than shampoo.
Right. That's probably it's why it's a cry for help. Huh. But yeah. What? The so pasta thing makes me mad because I love pasta.
Well, it's from the Daily Mail.
I literally had pasta last night. I mean, I had pasta for lunch and two meals yesterday.
Are you okay, Matthew?
Apparently not.
It is a thing, but I guess I have not seen a single iPad. Okay, well that makes me happy then.
But I feel bad for the kids that are struggling, but
it sounds like if they're posting that, they're reaching out for help.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I don't know.
If you see that, get in touch with that person right away and say, hey, come over for lunch tomorrow. We're going to coffee.
The problem with TikTok.
Have
pasta. Yeah. The problem with TikTok, though, is like most of the people you follow aren't people you know.
True.
So, yeah. I don't know. I don't know how you would help necessarily in that situation. Unless it was like someone you know.
Interesting. It's terrible. Terrible code word.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
Because pasta sounds really cool.
I want to know what you were going to say about a haircut.
Me as well.
Yeah, I thought we were just going to name random things that happened, like, hey, I ate dinner yesterday. but this was interesting. Brandon got a haircut this morning.
Uh-huh.
He had an appointment for 8 a.m., and we have a barbershop like a half a block from us at the end of our street. He left our apartment at like 7:58 a.m., appointment's at 8. He was back by 8:12.
What?
He walked to the barbershop, got his hair cut, and was back in the apartment in 12 minutes.
Did he not have much to cut off?
No, apparently we just have, like, the fastest barber of all time. And it's a great haircut.
I was just going to... That was my next question. Did he just shave it all off, or is it an actual haircut?
It's a great haircut. He said he did not ask Brannick what he wanted. He just cut the hair. And Brannick said even if he told him what he wanted, he probably wouldn't care.
Yeah.
He's just cutting. It's a great haircut. I mean, he knows what he's doing. It's so, these super old Italian guys, and they wear leather vests, and they just sit outside all day.
Waiting for a young
they're
boy
gonna know what they're
to get
doing.
A haircut.
How you doing? That's what's hilarious. Going on?
Is that the first time y'all have gotten a haircut there?
In a year?
I got my haircut a couple times, but I just done it at sports club. So
okay.
Usually, I'll leave work, and there's sports clubs by my work, so I'll go there, but
gotcha.
I haven't gotten a haircut in, I don't know, 6 months.
How's the small talk with those Boston barbers? What do you know about Whitey? Whitey ever come in here?
I don't think they do any small talk.
Especially if they know you're not from there.
Yeah, you're in and out.
Yeah.
They're mad that we're gentrifying it.
You're done.
Wow, that's something.
That is crazy.
Dad needs a haircut.
I need a haircut bad, but it's like Samson, my... Smarts, just go away.
I like your hair long.
His barber's not back in the shop yet.
Where's his barber?
But she has a really good tan. Yeah. My Ojibwe barber's got a really good tan.
Oh, yeah, it's you.
You're talking about... Yeah, I'm the barber. Talking about sun, that's what my article is on.
Okay.
It apparently, the sun has entered a lockdown period. Hmm. Has anybody heard that?
No.
It will have, with reduced solar activity as part of an 11-year cycle. The sun is currently in a period of solar minimum, meaning activity on its surface has fallen.
Hmm.
Activity on its surface has fallen. So.
Right. It says, experts believe that we are about to enter a deep sunshine recession with very low sunspots recorded.
Oh, no.
Low sunspots is okay because that means it doesn't interfere with radio all that crazy stuff.
The sun's magnetic field has become weak, allowing extra cosmic rays into the solar system. Excess cosmic rays pose a health hazard to astronauts, and polar air travelers.
Hmm.
What about the UV index?
That's what I was just thinking about, Matt. I was like, that was my first
concern. Sophia's looking out for number one here,
Matthew. That affects
Matthew.
My UVs.
It says we will not have brutal cold, crop loss, famine, or volcano eruptions linked to the solar minimum.
I'm into that.
What about locusts?
Dad. Well, we could always have locusts.
Wait, isn't locusts the bugs?
Yeah.
Yes.
And yeah. They're about locusts?
Well, they're zipping through, you know.
Okay.
Right.
Hmm. I just learned that the UV index is out of 14.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was out of 10.
No. That's what I thought. It's out of 14.
Interesting.
I didn't know that
but
either.
We don't get very high UVs here.
I just learned it.
Hmm.
I don't know, for a Polish guy, yeah. I'm pretty tan right now.
You get a 14 UV? Because that's where I'm going.
No, that's not good for you.
That's going to be like the desert.
Okay, true. You'd probably get like fried.
Crisp.
Yeah.
She comes back like, was it on Something About Mary? The auntie on Something About Mary where she's orange.
No one's ever seen that
yeah,
show.
Yeah, I've never seen
no,
that.
No, we have seen it, but I don't
yes,
remember.
Yes, they've all seen something okay. about Mary.
Matthew
we
might not
in Florida.
Have, because Matthew wasn't on, in Florida with us. But we watched it
oh
in Florida.
Oh, my God. Something About Mary. Please watch that with your girlfriend.
Unlikely.
You
it's
dummy.
Really cute.
Oh, it's really funny. It's super
Matthew,
funny.
You will love it.
Is it like, sounds like All in the Family.
No.
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 Matthew, you will. Brett Favre is in it.
Brett Favre?
Yeah.
Ben Affleck is in it.
It's really funny.
The movie.
Cameron Diaz.
Cameron Diaz.
Yeah. Oh, now I remember.
It's a rom-com.
You would watch it with Haley. You will love it Saturday night.
It has some of those moments where you're laughing so hard you cry.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It gets inappropriate.
Yes. Yeah. It's, yes. It does have some very inappropriate moments, but it is very funny.
Chris Elliott.
He zips his in
oh,
his pants.
Yeah. We got a bleeder.
Okay. We watched The Circle last night.
What is
you guys
that?
Ever see that?
What is it called?
The Circle. Tom Hanks and Emma Watson. It's Emma Watson gets a job at basically it's Apple essentially, but it's called The Circle.
Okay.
And it's a, okay. kind of a play on like I mean it's pretty much just like at Apple. Them like all their surveillance and data and that type of stuff. It's not like nerdy. It's an interesting movie. Actually, better than anticipated, but it was kind of funny. Maybe forced to watch, maybe.
I feel like that is a movie that is very geared towards like you and Brannick, and that.
Yes, but it's not like techie at all.
Matthew, the movie got 16% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Well, yeah, it's not a good movie.
Speaking
just like general entertainment value is decent.
Speaking of like kind of like nerdy things that one might come across or look, I was, you know, just on Amazon today, and I always like to, oh, what are people looking at on Amazon? Go to our recent searches. And unfortunately, I came across two very interesting things that made me feel very uncomfortable and brought whoever looked at it from like a loser status to mega nerd. And it would be because someone looked up an electric skateboard and then an electric commuting scooter.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Stop. Mm-hmm. Time out.
Justify
time
that.
Out. Yeah,
Matthew.
Wait. Let's end of the podcast. Thanks for tuning in tonight. We'll catch you next time and see what Matthew has to say next time.
So I went on to Amazon. I don't remember what I was even looking for. But on the homepage, that's what was suggested was a section of, like, I don't remember what they called it, like something mobility or transportation or something.
Yeah.
And it looked cool, so I clicked on it. Then I went down a rabbit hole looking at electric scooters because our new office is about a mile from our apartment.
So, try again.
So, I mean, like, I'll walk every day. It'd be nice if it's faster. I'm planning on doing rollerblades, but I will say we have thrown out the option of maybe getting a few electric scooters to rip around on.
Why? Why did you throw out the option?
No, we
the idea. Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Well, let me just tell the listeners that the electric scooter is $490. And if you are really looking for something fun, the electric skateboard is a grand.
Whoa. Well, it's a boosted board. I would not recommend buying a boosted board right now because they just went out of business. So you're not going to get much support on their end.
Thank you for letting us know that.
The boosted boards are awesome. Great. I wouldn't buy it. I don't like not having something to hold on to. I don't like skateboards. Make them nervous.
Yeah.
But if you needed one, boosted board's the way to go.
Then I also have one more recent search. I don't know if this was Matthew. It could have been someone else. A large traffic stoplight.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
No.
This is a new bit.
No.
Matthew.
Who searched what on Amazon?
Yeah, now I'm going back even deeper.
Okay, Matthew, tell us why.
So we're getting a new office.
Yeah.
And I thought we're making everything, like, our idea is make everything white in the office.
Yes.
Like a clean, good aesthetic. But I saw online a stoplight that someone had painted, and then it just sort of like functioned as a light. And then I got into, just went down the rabbit hole of how much is it to actually purchase a stoplight? I don't think Amazon only had, like, you can buy a picture of a stoplight, but I actually did find some stoplights that I could purchase on Craigslist.
Interesting.
I think it'd be kind of cool to have a stoplight just painted all white.
Yes.
And it functions as a light.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that.
It would be cool, but it's just one of those weird Amazon things where I love to look through what are people in the family looking at, and I came across those things today, and I was like, there is only one person that would be looking up such weird things on Amazon.
McLaren is obsessed. Before you even order anything on Amazon, McLaren will know exactly what you're getting and everything. Like, she'll always be like, oh, well, when's your package coming? I'm like, how do you even know I ordered that?
I am on
Amazon.
Why
didn't we know all that stuff about Gabe? For the last
That wasn't from Amazon. Our same Amazon account.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh. I really don't buy much on Amazon, so you probably won't find too many things very often.
Yeah, but, well, someone also was looking up angry octopuses and then rainbow octopuses.
Also me.
No, Matthew.
It's an angry octopus coloring book.
Matthew.
Okay, I don't know what the coloring book is. I wasn't looking at the coloring book.
Well, it's there.
Have you seen those octopuses? They're for like a mood thing where in one side they're reversible and one side it's an angry octopus, but then you can flip it inside out. It's a
Matthew.
Happy.
That's just sad. This, like, how old
okay.
are you?
No, I don't want it, but if you saw it, you'd be like,
aw. Aw, that's cute.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy.
All right, well, you know what? We've provided you all with enough entertainment to go up to Brainerd, Deer Lake, Grand Marais, Eveleth, wherever the hell you're going. Thank you for listening. We're really happy. I'm getting bit.
The dog just bit off.
Well, you're bitten. Oh, he's a growler.
Well, needless to say, happy red, white, and booze, baby!
Wait.
Oh, my Lord.
No. Oh. I'm sorry. Because you skipped part B. What comes before part B?
Part A!
Oh! Wow!
Also, the word of the weekend, you guys, is Seresto.
Seresto. Oh my God, we gotta quit saying
Sophia
that.
Sophia just got houses. Weird.
She just finished her drink.
Funny. Of water.
Yep.
All right. Catch you next time. Thank you for listening. Rookie Talk. Table Talk with Rookie Family.
Oh my God!
Talk.
Oh.
Table Talk with Rookie's Family. We will provide you with entertainment when you go up to New York. See you next time.
Woo!